You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining me, Dr. Ralph Antanazzi, and he is a doctor of dental surgery out of Staten Island, New York, and he specializes in orthodontics. So for those of you who don't know what that is braces. So we're going to be talking all about braces this morning, and let's welcome him to the show, Dr. Antanazzi. Welcome.
Nice to be here. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So Dr. Antanazzi, why don't you explain a little bit about what your practice in Staten Island provides, like what sort of orthodontics?
I'd be happy to, yes. The field of orthodontics involves a whole spectrum of different types of treatments, beginning with, usually we start seeing children between, starting around age 7.
Right.
To see how their, eruption and development are, their growth is. And then it continues. I mean, it continues throughout life. The teeth themselves, can be moved, when you're 70 or 80. So it doesn't really make a difference in terms of how old you are. But we start really evaluating the patients, usually around age 7. But sometimes there are conditions, such as cleft lip and palate, that you would address at a very earlier age, when they're first
right
developing. And that would be in conjunction with, surgery and so forth.
Now, Dr. Antanazzi, would, for instance, for adults who get braces later on in life, would something like trauma to the face cause like the teeth to shift where adults may need braces when they've normally had straight teeth their entire lives?
It's a possibility. If there's some trauma that's actually moved the tooth back or forward or in some other position, it normally would be evaluated, by their, primary care doctor,
right,
or it would be done by a periodontist. And sometimes what we do in orthodontics is we'll put a splint to maintain it in place, so we allow it to heal and then proceed with the continuation of treatment. Sometimes those teeth become non-vital, and in that case they may have to be removed.
Right.
But many times, it depends on the severity of the trauma, but many times we can retain them and save them.
Now, with the orthodontics, you guys have made some serious strides over the last 15 or so years with braces and how far along they've come.
Sure.
Could you talk a little bit about some of the new advancements that you're making as far as, like, for instance, does your office do, like, Invisalign, stuff like that?
Yeah. Invisalign is an advancement, but there are many different types of appliances that are used that are clear. Depending on, the malocclusion,
right,
and which is the severity of the bite, there are a lot of things that you can use aside from Invisalign. Invisalign is a little bit expensive for the patient, so, there are other ways to really kind of cut the cake there. But there are many modes. I mean, the regular braces are very, very comfortable. They're very small. They're very, very modeled in terms of their dimensions.
Right.
So each tooth has an angulation, rotation, and so forth. Depending on the wire sequence, it works out really, really well. But you can do it with removable, types of retainers at intervals. But it depends on the malocclusion. It depends
right
on how the bite is, actually. But
well, I was going to say,
regular braces is a good way to go.
I was going to say, depend now with the children or even adults that come in for braces. Now, around how long do braces stay on for? And second question to that is, how often does the patient actually have to come into the office to get them tightened?
All right, very good. That's a good question, John. Basically, on a regular patient, teenager and so forth, in the developing dentition or with permanent teeth, or even, almost at that point, it takes approximately about 2 years to complete treatment. But it really depends on the case. But, on average, I would say about 2 years.
Okay.
The other question was, the visits, usually the patients come in about every 6 weeks, and usually for not too long, unless we have to do a procedure and like putting the brackets on or the bands, which are the appliances that, you know, actually go on the teeth.
Right. Now, for patients coming in here, I imagine that this most of this work is covered under insurance, correct?
It is.
So patients have no problem as far as getting things covered and stuff. I mean, this it sounds like braces and stuff like orthodontics is covered under your basic dental plan.
It can be. Some dental plans don't cover it, but some do. So you have to really check your dental plan to find out if it does cover orthodontics.
And I mean, for somebody out there who, you know, let's just face it, in this day and age with the uncertainty of some of the insurance companies, or for those out there who may not have insurance or dental insurance, what would like the out-of-pocket cost be for something like a set of braces?
Okay, well, that really would vary depending on the case.
Right.
And what kind of procedures you have to do and how long the time period, you know, and the severity of the bite. So it really varies. You know, it'll be, you know, it can vary by a few thousand dollars, depending on the severity. Some people have to have, in conjunction with orthodontic treatment, surgical treatment, you know, depending on the gene discrepancies.
Right.
So, you know, some cases are more complicated. You know, they cost more than ones that aren't. But, you know, it does vary depending on the complexity of the case.
Well, now that we got that uncomfortableness out of the way, Dr. Antonazzi, I want to know a little bit about what kind of made you want to get into dentistry and get into orthodontics. What was kind of like your inspiring moment to do this?
For me, well, I was in college. I was a math and physics major, so I always wanted, you know, my family's in the biological field and
right.
medicine and dentistry and then so forth. So I wanted to get into that field, but, you know, in terms of having that background in physics and math, there's a lot of physics that goes on in terms of tooth movement and, you know, the positions of the roots and so forth.
Right.
Angulations and that sort of thing and, you know, putting everything together so you get a nice smile. So that's basically how it came about.
Wow. Dr. Antonazzi, now we have to end the show in just about a minute, but where can people find your practice online? Do you have a website or a Facebook page if they wanted to look you up and maybe come into Staten Island for braces?
No, it's just my name, you know, Dr. Ralph G. Antonazzi, Attanasi, and, you know, you'll see something there and it'll give the address and so forth and the contact numbers. So that would be the best way to do it.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Ralph Antonazzi, thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little bit of your professional world with us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on. I really do appreciate it as well.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.